It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 26th. I'm Ben Johnson. A company from Wisconsin called Three Square Market became probably more famous than it's ever been this week. It makes software that runs vending machines and self-checkout kiosks for business break rooms. And it offered its 85 or so employees a pretty unique service, a radio frequency or RFID chip to be shot into the hand between the thumb and the forefinger. Chipping has been going on for a little while now. Biohackers and so-called grinders won't be surprised at this idea of melding humans with machines. A reprogrammable piece of technology in your palm could make payments, building access, even logging into your work computer as simple as a wave of the hand. But man, oh man, are we living in the future or what? Well, technically, chips go into hands at Three Square Market next week. Tony Dana is VP of International Development there. Tony, thanks for talking.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I've heard of a lot of employee programs put out by employers, but this one, I think this takes the cake for weird.
I don't know. I don't know if weird's the right word. maybe advanced.
All right. Tell me about the program, what the chips will do and what they won't do.
This is going to be an RFID chip. So it'll allow you to log into your account on the kiosk to use all the coupons and the rewards. And then you'll also be able to finalize your payment on the NFC terminal by putting your hand up to it, just like you would with a tap-to-pay function on your iPhone.
Okay, it's like a win-win for you guys, because not only does it do something interesting for the employees who volunteer for this, but also it's a little bit of a business experiment for you, because this might be the future of how people interact with your software.
Yeah, we'll also have RFID readers for the building to get access into the building. Uh-huh. And then within our building, we also see it as a feature within our computers to log into it. Forget about all the passwords that you try and remember. Now your RFID chip's going to be able to do that work for you. So it's been overwhelming and it's been really cool.
You know, obviously you guys are waiving the whatever it is, $300 fee for employees, which is nice. And I assume you'll also waive the fee when and if they want to get it removed?
Yeah, it's 100% paid for by the company. We would not charge an employee for this whatsoever, and we don't plan to.
It hurts a little bit, but not a lot, right?
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is it stings you when it goes in. It takes about 2 seconds to go in. And then, you know, an hour later, you could be like, no, this is not for me. And then just like you'd remove like a splinter,
yeah,
that's exactly how you take this thing out. I don't want to carry a wallet with me anymore. I forgot my wallet today. I didn't even bring it to work. It'd be nice to be able to get some lunch, you know. But you got your wallet, you got your key, your company badge. Now forget about all of that, and it's all in that implant in your hand.
Tony Dana, Vice President of International Development at Three Square Market. Thanks. This week, two of the biggest hacking gatherings in the U.S. are happening in Las Vegas. Black Hat, happening now, and DEF CON are a mix of cybersecurity researchers, academics, industry people, and yes, government officials. Think like a magician's conference where the magic is breaking into stuff and the purpose is actually giving away how you've done it once you've demonstrated it. The twin set of conferences are a good way to check in on just where hackers are focusing their efforts, mischievous or honorable, in 2017. And Tiffany Rad, founder of the security company Anatrope, is an OG attendee who has been going for years. We got her on Skype as she was packing her bags for this weekend's DEF CON conference. Tiffany, hello. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So the conference is divided into villages. Can you describe what that looks like for the uninitiated, how it all works?
Sure. There's a handful of places you can go to in the conference. They call them villages. It's where you can go to specialized presentations that are only on those topics. And you also get an opportunity to do hands-on activities associated with, for instance, break cryptography, hack voting machines, and car hacking.
What is the car hacking village going to look like this year?
I will be attending the car hacking village, talking with people and helping them out doing different kinds of hacking. And this year it's very special in the car hacking village because they have a Hack It, You Win It competition. They have a 2017 pickup truck, and if you can hack it, your team wins the truck at the end of the conference.
Tiffany, there's also a voting hacking village this year. This is a new one to the conference, maybe?
It is this year. This will be the first year that participants can go and try accessing voting machines. It's pretty exciting to see because they have about four different brands of voting machines there that people can hack. So that should be fun to see.
I understand that you have also organized an event this year. Has it really been this long since the movie Sneakers came out? 25 years?
I was at the premiere in New York City 25 years ago, and I have helped in organizing a special event where the technical advisor who planned and wrote all these sneaks, as we call them, break-ins into the movie, he's going to be stopping the film and discussing how he wrote in some technical inaccuracies so he didn't create a straight-up criminal training video. And my dad is this technical advisor, and we're going to be doing a special screening on Saturday night for that.
I'm sure that won't be popular at all.
It's going to be fun.
Tiffany Rad, she is founder of Anatrope. Tiffany, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Sneakers, got to be on that must-watch list for any techie. And you heard us talking earlier in the week about Microsoft ceasing its support for the old MS Paint program and the new edition of its Windows software. We were lamenting the end of the MS Paint era. Well, maybe it was the outpouring of doodles. Maybe Satya Nadella listens to our show. Who knows? But the company announced on a blog post that no, it is not killing off MS Paint. It's offering it in the Microsoft App Store instead. There's a digital doodle god after all. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.